Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot, or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
Good morning, America. Detroit City, it is a fine day in the neighborhood. Listen, I'm excited. I got my man back in the building. It feels like he was here a year ago, but it was only a couple of months ago. I think it was right before the new year. So I'm going to let him introduce himself, and we're going to get right into it. Pull that mic up a little bit. We want everybody. Listen, I think the brother trying to take my job, though, because he got that Barry White on us. So let him introduce himself. Let's get going.
That's not true. good morning, everyone. My name is Greg Smith, and I am the director of diversity, equity, and inclusion for Farmington Public Schools.
Farmington Public Schools, yes. And the Dream Kings Leadership Program is proud to working with Farmington Public Schools. When you were here a couple of months ago, I asked you what the term diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, a lot of times people just see DEI. They don't even know what it is. They may think it's a graduate degree or something. You never know. So you broke it down so eloquently and painted the picture. So I would like you to do that again, just in case some people haven't heard it. Yeah. What does that mean? And how do you take that role and facilitate it in the Farmington Public Schools?
Sure. You're right. There's a lot that is, it's almost like DEI is a bookshelf, and everybody want to put
anything can be in it
on that shelf. But when you look at it, and you look at those terms, diversity, which simply means differences. Mm-hmm. When you look at equity, not necessarily equality, but equity. Are we getting you what you need? You demanded this morning to get yourself in this position to produce here is different from what I needed this morning.
Oh, but that's good.
Yeah. And then inclusion. Are we included? Is there space for our voices? Is there space for our gifts? Is there space for our brilliance? So if I was to do a culmination of all three of those pieces, the word access, no matter who you are, what you believe, how you show up, do you have access to do and be all that you desire to do and become?
Mm. And we're going to talk a little bit about, because the brother is very humble, and I told him today, he asked me, he said, listen, he already going. He said, what do I need to prepare? And I was like, I'm going to pull it out of you today. So when you say access and all that you have become, talk about Brother Greg Smith. What have you done to get in this space? And then we're going to circle back to how you take that work and you facilitate, because you do a beautiful job.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I'm going
to take my coat off. It's about to get hot up in here. I got my jacket on still.
Listen, I had a bit of a time. There were Black History programs going on throughout the district. More recently, there was a program at STEAM, and the entire gymnasium was singing out some of the verses from the Black National Anthem, and I'd become a little emotional, right? I was trying to keep it together, because I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay.
I went to Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. And people, not the TV show, though,
hello,
right?
No. The show is hilarious, though.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But and people wouldn't equate hardship and struggle with a person growing up in Ann Arbor.
And I got to be honest with you. When you say Ann Arbor, yeah, if you say some other places, people might, oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you say Ann Arbor, yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, you're Grey Poupon for lunch.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? Y'all had Perrier water, you know?
I try to help people through this.
Help us through it, man. Let us see what the people, pay for the people.
Let me start it from anybody really from Ann Arbor, they don't call it Ann Arbor. They call it the Deuce.
The Deuce, so okay.
The Deuce,
okay,
right?
Okay.
And if they pat their chest a couple times.
And he's patting his chest.
And point that way.
And point that way.
They certified.
Okay, so what does that mean, though? Break it down for the people.
So what that is two parents, John and Leola Smith. That is eight children.
Okay.
And a project townhouse.
Okay.
And we know what that looks like.
Yes,
those co-ops.
Yes, 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 those co-ops, yes.
Going to the school, and every Mrs. Baker was the principal. The first black principal.
Now, why do you still remember her name?
Oh, I'm about to tell you the significance of it.
Okay.
And we would go every Black History or MLK Day. And we would go into the gymnasium. Keep in mind, there's a handful of black kids.
Yes, yes.
In this predominantly white school.
Yes.
And we would sing Negro spirituals. Mm. And we would sing songs like We Will Overcome and slide after slide. And I'd be looking around at my boys like, why are we doing this? They don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
We don't know necessarily.
How did you feel in that moment? As you got, it's then and now. You know, how do you remember that?
It was
that
almost
time?
Surreal.
Okay.
But what it did at the time was it planted a seed. Mm-hmm. And here's where I became emotional. Mm. Because as I looked at those kids that walked into that gymnasium at STEAM, mm-hmm, elementary and middle school, or mm-hmm, K-8.
Shout out to Mr. Beasley over there.
Yeah. They didn't know why they were in that room.
They didn't know why.
Mrs. Baker didn't know that one day, possibly, a kid in this room would grow up and become the director of diversity, equity, and inclusion. To live out and be responsible for moving over 12,000 adults and children into this space of access. Mm. So we couldn't see it then. And that's why I became a bit emotional relative to the work, relative to the move and the momentum that this work takes, right?
Mm-hmm. How do you carry that? You know, so first of all, family, I know you can sense. It's some people I get around that I can feel their passion. I've never been around you, brother Greg, where I do not feel the passion, desire, and fire for the work. So when you talk about this, why is it so important to you, and how do you move the 12,000? I mean, you get up every day. How do you, like you say, what I needed and what you need is two different things. Now that I know what you got, I'm thinking I might need to come and help you out in the morning because you know, put gas in your car. How do you do this? How do you do this? And let's just say times, people always say the times the way they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you, it's a loft. How do you do it?
Yeah. So the pursuit in this work is really grounded in how John and Leola raised us, the fire and the passion that they put inside of us for right, for truth, for the unit is what my dad would call it. But then also, I got to point to the Word of God and understanding that if there is a plan and a purpose for your life, and I have the ability to remove any barrier, to remove any stumbling block, for you to create access and get to that point where you can flourish, then I want to do that.
Wow.
So then that is the desire. That's the passion.
That creativity.
That's the push, man. And the creativity, I'm telling you, comes out of darkness. The creativity comes out of tight spots. Because anybody working in this field, as you can imagine, the level of challenge and push and resistance, and you simply want to create a space where everybody exists and can see themselves and press into what truly God has for them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what it is that they're desiring to better their outcomes.
And you know what? And before we go, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But before we go, family, you can see that you can hear, because they can't see us. We don't have cameras in here yet. Not yet. We're going to get them in here. But they can hear it. But when you were here a couple of months ago, you used a yearbook analogy.
Yeah.
I would love, because I have since, and you know, I've cited you now,
yeah,
but I've since shared that myself. Yeah. Can you explain that analogy again? Because I think that's going to paint the picture for everybody.
So, it you know, when I explain this to our administrators, our staff, our teachers, about the importance of representation, and there's actually some resistance or a push that says, well, just because a kid sees themselves doesn't mean that they're going to learn at a higher level, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can either choose to reflect or deflect, right?
Yes.
And there is some research behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose of that statement is that if I was to give every listener, you know, their high school yearbook, what would be the first picture you look to identify? What is the first picture you look for? And more than likely, it's going to be your own.
Mm-hmm.
The next is going to be a person that was meaningful to you.
That's absolutely
or
correct.
Or a group in
absolutely.
Which you belonged
right.
to. Mm-hmm. Or a teacher or a staff member.
Like Ms. Baker.
Hello.
like Ms. Baker. Now.
Listen, she used to get with me.
Okay. But you know what? And you're right, because so when you came here, that I've since gone and either, you know, a couple of the sessions that I'm running or some of my mentors, I've gone and asked that question. I have not had one time when I'm asked that question when I say, if the first person in your book you see, and I'm talking fourth and fifth graders, and they all say, look for myself.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you that that is spot on. That not one time did someone say anything different.
Can I tell you this? You know, each year we put on a magnificent student diversity conference,
mm-hmm.
one of the largest
mm-hmm.
in the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
This year it'll be May 14th at Mary Grove.
Is that open to the public?
No.
Okay.
It's open to you.
Okay. All right. We don't want everybody coming in.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But May 14th. Okay.
But I'll tell you, you know, last year our theme was equip me. That's what the kids came up with. Give us the tools to navigate,
right.
you know.
Right.
And this year, I thought, I swore, and I was telling my, you know, the RPFs, the restorative practice facilitators, I said, you know, I believe they're going to go into equipping to action. And they didn't. Over 95% of the votes went towards a theme that said, look at me.
Mm.
No matter what is going on
going
in life,
to that yearbook.
Do not take your eyes off of me.
Mm.
Right? I know adult, I know teacher, administrator, director, you are navigating your own life, but please do not take your eyes off of me. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how I respond or not
and
respond.
And this is from the youth.
100%
wow.
from kids.
Wow.
Look at me.
Look
and
at
it
me.
Is not in some self-centered
No, absolutely
way.
Not.
They're simply saying this world that you keep saying is crazy, this inflation that you keep talking about, we feel that. And we feel the effects of it. And we need support. Do not take your eyes off of us. Please look at us.
Man.
You know.
Man. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about this big event that you did during Black History Month. We're going to take a quick break.
Take William Malcolm everywhere you go with the WLQV mobile app. Available in your app store today.
Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is under new ownership, new management. The new Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram remains a family-owned business and is considered to be the gold standard of auto dealerships. We are 100% committed to customer satisfaction and will do whatever we can to earn and retain your business. We are in the center of the Metro Detroit area, conveniently located on 8 Mile Road in Oak Park. Northland is the first and last place you will need to shop for a new or used car by Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit NorthlandChryslerJeepDodge.com or call 248-398-9200 to learn more.
When you're looking for a trusted, professional, and creative team using state-of-the-art technology to capture your precious life moments and events, choose the second-to-none company for videography and live multimedia services.
One Vision Media Group.
Call us today at 1-800-764-3110 or visit our website at OneVisionMediaGroup.com. That's the number one, visionmediagroup.com. One Vision Media Group.
Our focus is on you.
Style, swag, and information overload. The William Malcolm Morning Show is live on Faith Talk Detroit.
This is William Malcolm, William Malcolm Morning Show. The reason why I wanted to play that music today is because this brother can't keep running away. Brother Greg Smith in the building. He can't run away from the deuces. He tapped his check to let us know about that Ann Arbor. He can't run away from his calling, what John and Leola instilled in him with his teacher, principal, Miss Baker. And he's doing the work. And in family, we cannot run away. We all have differences. We have things that make us unique. If we can stop running away from that and come together,
you're about to preach.
And come to see what I'm doing.
You gotta chill.
You see what I'm doing. You see what I'm doing.
You gotta chill.
You ring the bell in here. They took the bell away from me because they knew I was ringing. I found
it.
Listen, but we have to run together,
sir.
America. I go out and I do work. In these schools, and I love the Farmington Public School District because it's a melting pot, and we have them all there. And I wish that oftentimes that adults could come together the way these young people are coming together, because they don't run. We build safe space so that they can build, and let's just stop running away. So before we went to break, I had Brother Smith just kind of talk about the work he's doing. He, you know, talked about his past, what fuels him. So as we get into it, I want you to just talk about this amazing event, and I appreciate the invite that I got to come to, this amazing event that you did. You brought together multiple school districts, private and public. You had a talk back at the end, and I actually, can everyone say learn something? I learned some things that I didn't even know, okay? Mm-hmm. And so just kind of talk about that event a little bit.
All right. Do you mind me adding this piece?
You can do whatever you want to do. This is your show,
so
brother.
This is what came to mind, right? You talked about running away. You had talked about a safe space. And we know that this safe space, and I know a lot of organizations use that.
Mm-hmm.
We know that every space that you walk in that some may claim is safe is not.
It's not.
Right? And so this safe space is like a continuum.
Here we go.
Where people
Let's
are
go.
On this continuum.
Yes.
And what the space is, if I can just get into the neuroscience of it.
Yes.
The amygdala is like your
fight. Oh, brother. He bring out the master's degree.
Listen, if you
go ahead, brother. Because brother got some master's. Now, you didn't say that.
That's like your fight or flight, and you can walk into a space and know. But this is one of the pieces that we have to know, whether it be our personal, professional, social lives. Just because you are uncomfortable does not mean you are unsafe.
Wow. Say that again.
Just because you are uncomfortable does not mean you are unsafe. In fact,
break that down.
Any level of change is to happen. Just think about the last thing that you've accomplished and you've celebrated about yourself, and the mess, the challenges, the discomfort that you had to navigate to get through.
Yes.
Right. So what we do is we say, well, this is uncomfortable. Therefore, I'm unsafe. Therefore, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to run away.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to run away.
Look how God is doing his brother.
And so I just, so.
And we did not, listen, this was not choreographed.
No, it was not. Like I just wrote down my notes quickly.
Right.
April 27th, we had a community conversations, what we called it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I called it that because I couldn't come up with another name.
It was perfect though.
I just knew, what, God had placed in my heart to do. Mm-hmm. And so, This amazing movie, and if you have not seen the movie Origins,
please. I've seen it twice myself.
Mrs. Ava DuVernay she's done incredible work.
Beautiful.
But this is outstanding.
Yes.
And so in that, I listened to an interview, a radio interview, where she was speaking about the movie. And at that time, I literally said to myself, Lord, what is it that you want me to do with this? And so what we were able to put together And I say we because, yeah, Greg may have casted the vision, but there was Sonya James from West Bloomfield.
Put your team out there.
There was Sonya James from West Bloomfield. There was Michelle Curitan from University Liggett. There was Dr. Yancey from Troy. There was Cornelius Godfrey from Oakland Schools. Mm-hmm. There was my sister Carla Young from Cranbrook.
Yes.
All in the building. Individuals from our districts and our communities to come together to feel this, to watch this movie. But not only watch this movie, but to make it real. Mm-hmm. And the way in which we made it real is I was able to put together a panel discussion with two members that were one generation removed from the caste system in India. Cornelius Godfrey of Oakland Schools, but then also a young lady, a young Jewish lady who had created and produced a film that talked about the alliance between African Americans and Jewish people.
Yes.
And so not only did we watch this film, but we were able to interact with one another.
No, absolutely. And one of the things that I got from it is it became real. And that was a movie, I will say this, that I was very happy that I watched with other people.
Because,
you know, now that we all have these big screen TVs in our house and we can tune it in. But that movie, that was the first time I watched it with the group. Then I took my wife. But it was an amazing movie. So let me back up a little bit. Thank you. We have 5 minutes in TV. I was trying to get the check. I told you the time flies, man.
Okay.
So we're going to get it out, though. But when you were putting this together, was it ever a time, because you pulled together a lot of moving pieces. I mean, a lot. And it was free. And it's unlimited popcorn and snacks. I mean, I want to paint the picture for you. You know, so as you were putting this together and you were going to multiple school districts and things of that nature, did ever a time come to think, man, maybe a little bit too big. Maybe I need to pull back a little bit. Yeah. What are people going to think about the movie?
Oh, my gosh.
All of those things.
So, and I actually shared this with some individuals. And it was right in between, and I call it my sweet spot. It is right between that point of you feeling fearful and afraid and courageous. Mm. And so I was living in that space. And some days I would feel courageous, like, Greg, keep going. This can't happen.
And then
some days was like, man, this might blow up. This might become something, you know, our community is hot right now.
Exactly.
Communities around
it was a courageous move. Yeah, it was definitely.
It was.
What pushed you through it in that moment?
The outcome. Because there was a community of people that did not know each other, did not convene with each other prior to, and we ended up consuming information.
We sure did.
Moving to a place of producing information, and then there was a spirit of healing.
It was definitely. I mean, the talk back was amazing. I didn't know anything about the caste system, and I don't want to say too much because we don't want to ruin the movie for anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But just the dialogue that was had by those people up there to me was just as impactful as the movie. You know, and one thing I want to talk about impactful is our families.
Yes.
And you mentioned your parents earlier, and I want to give you a moment to, because we don't take that lightly on the William Malcolm Morning Show.
I appreciate that.
And I want you to speak to them because I can tell that they're very integral in who you are.
John and Leola Smith, they're no jokes.
Let's talk about them a little bit.
They've come from a level of hurt, harm, violence, and they both stepped away from their families. Mm. I mean, I'm talking about at the ages of 15, 16. They both left home, and got and clung together over so much to make something that is glorious. Mm. All of their children have gone into higher ed institutions, and graduated.
Wow,
and, you know. I'm just so pleased, and even today we are celebrating my mother.
Yes,
and I want to say and I call her mommy.
Go ahead.
And I want to say happy birthday, mommy. She's 68 today.
68.
But what is significant about this time is she's been battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Not only has she been battling, she's been winning.
She's been winning.
But the level of pain and hurt. And for a little boy to see his mama hurting, it's tough. And so today we will celebrate her. We will celebrate her new life. We will celebrate her new body. We will celebrate the newness that God has kept her and allowed her to walk into. And so we've got family. I've got family from Indianapolis, Indiana, that are here.
Man, I feel honored that you came in for the show today.
And I told everybody. I told everybody, like, hey, I got to step away for a second. But we're gonna have a good time. We're going to celebrate. We're going to commune. And it's definitely going to be up.
Well, I just appreciate you coming in to allow me to be a part of this special occasion and give another just shout out to her, man.
Yeah. Leola Smith, this is your son, Greg Smith, and I love you. And I thank God for you.
You know what, Brother Greg, we go back, we're kind of under a minute, and we talk about the running, and you said the safe space and run. Yeah. Speak to that person out there that may be in that fight or flight. They don't know what to do right now. Give them some encouragement.
Stop. Pray. Listen. And get into position. Get into position. Stop. It's okay. Pray. Because you're going to need some things to clear the way.
And with that, this is William Malcolm Morning Show. Greg Smith. God bless.
Sponsored by William Malcolm Lux Collection.
Shouldn't my baby be walking by now?
Is our son growing fast enough?
Parents have a lot to worry about. For instance, childhood vaccination rates in Michigan are down, which could lead to outbreaks of diseases like measles or whooping cough. But if you get your kids caught up on vaccines, which are safe and effective, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Get the facts at ivaccinate.org. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Franny Strong Foundation.